I'm Laura McNamara speaking with Joe Tevis, and he is the product manager of Precision Ag Products for AGCO. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the leading tools you guys are offering in Precision right now?
Well, we market and sell the Interrogator Rogator line, which has been kind of a leader in precision farming, primarily variable rate application systems for several years. That's one product we sell, and we're continuing to evolve that product. But in addition, we're also marketing auto steering products, which go on all of our brands, all of the multi-brands, including Challenger Track tractors, Interrogators, as well as Massey Ferguson and other brands as well. So those are probably the two of the bigger areas right now.
And variable rate products and auto steering are pretty popular right now. They've mm-hmm. seen growth as far as business. And do you have any technologies that you guys are going to be introducing in the future that kind of go beyond that?
There are probably the biggest advances is better integration of those technologies in the equipment. That's really what's been our emphasis. I think we just heard some of the guest speakers talk about reducing the complexity of these systems for the grower, and that's probably the areas where we're focusing on right now. Integration in the machine, simpler to use, and much reduced cost.
Okay. So that's. And why would you say farmers should embrace precision agriculture?
Well, especially today, the value proposition is very clear with the prices the way they are with fuel and fertilizer, auto steering products, especially our labor saving as well as fuel saving and the precision variable rate application. The cost of fertilizers are going up so high that is a clear cost savings to these customers, more than it ever was. So.
Okay, and that's where the benefits, I guess, that can be acquiring now. Anything in the future that you think additional benefits as new technology?
Improved optimization of farming operations itself, looking at more of a systems approach, especially as we get into growing of biofuels. It's kind of a different animal. The types of harvesting, the types of seeding you have to do. Seeding efficiencies are something else we're looking at, trying to apply some of these technologies to. And those are probably the big areas right now.
And in the during the opening session, there was a lot of discussion about the whole field versus, the puzzle piece zone areas and even the grid technology. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, it's almost a religious profession as to which side of that equation you fall on. We tend to take the position that we're developed tools for these agronomists to use so they can implement whatever strategies they want to use. And so that's what we try to focus on. So we have tools that handle management zone approaches. We have tools that handle continuous strategies as well. So, we don't profess to be the consultants. We are the create the tools that allow them to implement their expertise. So.
Okay. I think that covers all the questions I had for you. Anything you want to add?
It's good to be here, and it's good to see some new faces in this technology business. It's been a lot of the same ones for a lot of years, so it's always good to see what's new.
Okay, great. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.